Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Okay, what lessons have you learned in this long and tumultuous and fear and anxiety producing presidential campaign about yourself, about someone else you know, about our country? 212-433-WNYC. And Steve in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Steve.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I listen to you every day. It's a wonderful show.
Thank you very much.
Thought-provoking. I'm an artist, a painter, and I work pretty much alone and listen to NYC all the time. What I've learned over this election is a really great question, because I've been thinking about this very heavily. I believe that the Republican nominee has uncovered all the seething dislike and hate. I was living in a bubble, I think, before this, thinking that while we are the greatest nation on the planet, this is why people stream to this country and want to be here for all the right reasons that we know and love about this country. But I know that the Republican nominee has not created all that all by himself, that it was there, but he uncovered it and became the flashpoint. So I learned that. I learned that my anger for all this going around has caused distress in my marriage. And my wife said to me, I don't know if this one particular candidate wins, we'll have to get a divorce, because how are you going to live? And I may have to find a way, although I don't think so, but I may have to find a way to live in a very uncomfortable situation.
Yeah, well, the whole country's going to have to find a way. And there is life on the other side, no matter who wins. I mean, many of the lessons that we're going to hear from people, that we've been hearing from people all year, aren't pretty. But we've got to confront our demons if we're going to deal with them and see that our democracy is strong enough to do that. But, Steve, don't let it ruin your marriage. Anyway, thank you for calling. April in Queens, you're on WNYC. Trump supporter. Hi, April, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning. What that man just said he found out that we're seething. I'm not seething. I'm not a seething, angry person. I'm 61, and I've loved my country, and what this election time has made me think about, I found myself looking at my front door and tears welling up in my eyes, saying that, thinking if Trump doesn't win, maybe it will be okay for 4 years, but then Hillary's going to pick out all those Supreme Court, judges. That will change things, even if she doesn't go again for the next 4 years. Then I'm thinking the moral issues. I've seen things change in this country in ways that I don't think our founding fathers would have even thought of. And it's not the country that I believe, they really planned for 200 years down the line.
And those are your beliefs and your feelings.
Yeah.
Is there anything kind of new to you within the context of those strong feelings that I think you had coming in that you've learned through the twists and turns of this campaign?
That we should be more involved in what we believe politically, and that if we don't speak up and we're polite and sit back, you get run over.
April, thank you very much. Arturo in Colts Neck, you're on WNYC. Hi, Arturo.
Hello. Well, what I learned is that it's possible for tens of millions, maybe way past 100 million Americans, will support a moral degenerate as Trump. And sure, Clinton is bad, but she's no worse than George W. Bush.
Arturo, thank you. Bonnie in Smithtown, you're on WNYC. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What have you learned?
So my brother is very, very right-wing, and I'm very, very left-wing. The only thing that's united us and that we've agreed on over 30 years is that neither of us like Donald Trump, and neither of us are voting for him. I was very surprised to hear that. I'm glad that hatred of Donald Trump has brought together our family in such a way.
What made your right-wing brother hate Donald Trump?
I think he's just very rational. He's very fiscally conservative, so I think hearing all the crazy rhetoric and everything like that made him think this guy's nuts, and instead of jumping into the racist and misogynist rhetoric, he kind of just decided, if I have to vote for Hillary, I'd rather vote for her and have the country be safe than vote for Donald Trump, just because he's the party ticket.
Bonnie, thank you very much. Christy in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Christy.
Hello.
So what have you learned?
Well, I've learned that there are so many websites that are just plain false, and I think that was driving a lot of people's fears, and including my own. When the election process first started, I would just try to ignore certain things, but then I became very curious. Anyway, I found out that there are several websites that are based in Macedonia, that 17-year-old boys are putting forth these political statements and news stories that are completely fake, and it's called click and bait, mm-hmm. where they make money on these websites, and they found out the most popular is being pro-Donald Trump, and so they would just take and make up stories, and they're still doing it. They're all over the Internet. So I learned you can't always believe what you read, and please do your research, and I think it has affected this election around the world, and they don't even care about the outcome. They just want to make money.
So because there was money to be made mm-hmm. by people at clickbait farms in Macedonia,
yep.
if they planted false but eye candy enough popping things mm-hmm. That generally promoted Donald Trump, mm-hmm. that therefore the media environment would get even further polluted with fake news.
Yep, exactly. And it happens a lot on the social media sites where a lot of young people are being influenced, and they don't even know. They just react initially like, oh, you know, Clinton's going to jail for the emails. And you click on it like, oh, my God, if something happened. And then you start reading and going, this yeah. isn't even new news. And, yeah. and but somehow I feel like it has affected so many people. They just get the hit and they yeah. make their choice. And it's amazing.
And
it's teenagers are doing this in Macedonia, this one town, Veles, a town of 40,000 people. And they have like 150 websites that they're promoting from that town in Macedonia because they're making money.
Christy, thank you very much. Asari in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Asari.
Hey, how you doing, Brian? Good show.
Thank you. What have you learned during this election
okay.
season?
As you can tell from my accent, I'm a foreigner, and I'm supporting Trump just for one simple reason. He's going to have to deport all foreigners, including his wife.
I take it you're being slightly ironic.
Okay. That is true.
Sorry, thank you very much, I think. Jim in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jim.
Hi, how you doing? I've learned that Donald Trump is only the beginning. There are going to be more Donald Trumps who are going to be smarter, more politically savvy, able to appeal to wider disaffected audiences, because the conditions that produce Donald Trump are not going to disappear tomorrow.
Jim, thank you very much.
And okay.
Will in Rockland County, you're on WNYC. You're going to get the last word. What have you learned?
Hi, Brian. How you doing?
Okay.
I have learned that so many people seek to be heard instead of trying to understand and hear each other.
Thank you very much. And you did that so efficiently that Jane in Greenwich Village is now going to get the last word. If you can do it in 15 seconds, Jane. Hi, what have you learned?
I'll do my best. I just wanted to say I was an avid and ardent Bernie supporter. I will be voting for Hillary. I woke up thinking this morning that I grew up in a feminist household. My mother died in 1989. And when I woke up this morning, I thought, my gosh, she would be so, so, so proud today and will be tomorrow because I'm sure we'll win.
And Jane, that's
I think of all the women out there who have lost their moms who are thinking the same way I am.
Jane gets the last word. Talk to you on Election Day. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.